zo nu helemaal boven. Je hoort de wind een beetje. Ze zijn net gespannen zodat de duiven niet naar binnen komen. At the top of Rochester.
Here we are on the, well, I was going to say on top of the world. Yeah. Not exactly, but certainly on the top of Rochester Castle. One of the finest viewing points in the whole area. Yeah. We shall be walking round the the walkway, the battlements, and from there we can see the castle, the cathedral, the river, and the surrounding areas. Yeah. So we'll have a good look round.
What gaan we doen? Zijn klein beetje buiten adem, niet zoveel als de jeugd, maar we zijn al iets ouder. Je kunt je voorstellen dat hier ook gevechten geweest zijn. Dat wordt allemaal met grote displays uitgelegd. Gevechten van de middeleeuwen tegen legers die kwamen aanvallen, waren meestal met vloeibare olie of pek of wat dan ook. Soms etenswaren die naar buiten werden. Goed. In ieder geval prachtige uitzichten. Ja. That's the Medway, I think.
Yes, is the Medway.
Oh, there's
a submarine.
Submarine.
That's a Russian submarine.
A submarine. Oh.
Which we have moored in the river near Rochester Bridge. We have a Russian submarine, which is somewhat curious. But apparently, it was sold off after at the end of the Cold War, and purchased ultimately by a man who lives in Kent, and who uses it for. Films as a film set. We frequently have films being made there, so it's quite useful film set. Yes, and from here we get a really good view of the bridge, Rochester Bridge. Which there's been a bridge here since Roman times. The original bridge was washed away in the 14th century, and a new bridge was then built, which lasted right up to the middle of the 19th century. And in the 19th century, the bridge that we now see, the nearest one to us from here, that was built in 1856, and remodeled as it is now in 1914. Yeah. And this year we are celebrating its centenary. Mm. In fact, within the next few days there'll be some celebrations because it was reopened on the 14th of May 1914. But the unusual thing about Rochester Bridge is that it is a private bridge. It is not owned by the state or the municipality. It belongs to a private trust which has been in existence in some form or other since 1399 and is still going strong. There is a certain number of members of it who are called the Bridge Wardens, the Wardens and Assistants of Rochester Bridge. These are appointed by the local authorities, but sit as a completely private body. They have their own resources, they don't use public funds at all. They have their own land and income, which maintains the bridge. So when you cross Rochester Bridge, you do truly get something for nothing.
Ja, het is niet van de staat. Ja, we zijn op de top eigenlijk van het kasteel van Rochester, eigenlijk op de top van Rochester zelf. Het ligt in een dal. Je ziet overal bergen omheen, heuvels. Je ziet overal ook veel boten liggen. We zijn hier de haven. Aan de Medway. Overal waar je hier komt op het hoogste punt is wel wat te zien.
Across the river from here is Strood. A largely separate town, although it has historically been part of the city of Rochester. And this was the industrial heart of the city. Not so much now, most of the heavy industry has gone, but in the early years of the 20th century this area was thick with heavy industry, with belching chimneys, and not a very pleasant environment really, but nevertheless very interesting and very interesting history.
Yeah. En nu is het een stuk gezonder hier. Nog steeds helemaal boven met Ellen. Kijk even op de site van English Heritage en dan kun je zien hoe je het kasteel kunt bekijken, hoe je dat kunt bezoeken, wanneer ook, wat het kost en zo. Wij doen dat met Ellen Moss, hij leidt ons rond hier door Rochester. We gaan straks ook nog bij de kathedraal kijken en ik zie dat de kathedraal eigenlijk is nog iets hoger. Dus dat zien we straks wel. Visitkent.co.uk geeft ook nog alle informatie. Amen.